Social media is exploding, and sometimes there are so many ways to communicate with each other, it makes your head explode. Right now, I guess Facebook and Twitter probably stand out, but hot on their tails is a new and often said the fastest growing social media craze. It's Pinterest. Are you pinning? Joining us now to talk about this new world of pin boards is social media expert and author Chris Desi. Chris, I have to admit, I myself have just discovered Pinterest, and boy, it sucks away the time.
You know, and it's interesting that you mentioned time, because not only is Pinterest one of the fastest growing social networks, I think they have, some reports are saying they've amassed as many as 13 million users in only 10 short months. So that's really exciting. But the even more exciting aspect of what's happening is the amount of time that people are spending on the site.
I can see that.
That it's actually rivaling Facebook.
You know what? Let's just start from the beginning. For people who are listening right now and their head is spinning and they're thinking, oh no, here's something else I have to join. Explain what Pinterest is.
Pinterest is really almost, if you want to articulate it as like a vision board, it offers users the ability to pin content that they're interested in. So it could be photographs, it could be interior design, it could be any sort of blogging resources or content. It could articulate your hobbies, what you're interested in your leisure time. It could even be gifts or special event items that you want to share with your friends and family. So it's really exciting because it kind of hits these different buckets of interests. And frankly, if you go to the Pinterest site, it's visually stunning. It's just beautiful. So it's fun for people to, everybody kind of has a tertiary interest in all the things I just mentioned. People are interested in interior design.
Cooking.
Cookbooks, anything and everything. And it's laid out so beautifully that it does almost, you know, it reminds me of my days when I used to work at ad agencies, when the creative directors would literally pin images on the walls to create inspiration, to kind of feel what they're trying to create. And people are really owning that, and they're creating these walls, and they're getting followers, and it's a really fun, engaged, exciting community to be around.
And how about the business implications for this?
The business implications are tremendous, and it's because of the traffic that Pinterest is generating. So now it's come out, recent studies are articulating that Pinterest is driving more traffic than Google+. And this is a very big deal. And sort of the pecking order that people are seeing in ranking is Facebook is driving traffic, YouTube is driving traffic, Twitter, Yahoo, and then Pinterest. Pinterest beating out Google+, this is crazy.
Do you think that this is mostly appealing to women?
Right now it is. Right now the numbers tell the tale. There's about 83% of women that are engaging in Pinterest. They've been the early adopters, and it's been, again, as I said, individuals that are interested in crafting, bloggers and things of that nature. But what's happening now is we're starting to see a trend in this type of social media ecosystem, and we're starting to see companies like Gentle Mint pop up for men. So it's kind of a fun play on this is the man ecosystem now to post things that we're interested in, and guys are posting, you know, shaving equipment and photographs from their fishing trip, and, you know, of course, guns. We like guns, so there's guns there, but there's shoes and things of that nature as well.
The other thing that Pinterest does is they make it very, very easy to share with Twitter and Facebook.
And this is kind of the beauty of what's happening with social media, and I'm going to give a little plug for the book. So the book is Your World is Exploding, How Social Media is Changing Everything and How You Need to Change with It. And the reality is the manner in which we all as a culture aggregate and disseminate information has changed. And period, just stop right there. Whether it be on Facebook, whether it be on Twitter, whether it be posting images onto Picasa or pinning images on Pinterest, the way in which information is exchanged between us as human beings has definitively changed. So, of course, it behooves companies like Pinterest or Gentle Mint to facilitate the viral sharing and spreading of their content through other social networks. Because the vision, you know, you talk to guys like Mark Zuckerberg, and his bombastic vision is to have a shared experience through the internet, not to have a linear progression through the internet, to bring your friends along So when you go to the Pinterest pin board, you know that there are numerous other friends of yours that have similar interests that are looking at it and enjoying it and sharing it on Facebook and tweeting a link.
All right, social media expert and author Chris Desi, thanks so much for joining us.